Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. The forecast in Louisiana calls for more rain. This is adding to the damage caused by what the Red Cross is already calling the worst natural disaster since Superstorm Sandy. 13 dead, 40,000 homes damaged, over 85,000 people seeking federal aid. Among the damage is Dockside Studio in Maurice, Louisiana, where a foot of water threatened to end the studio that's seen the likes of Southern music legends like B.B. King, Irma Thomas, Dr. John, even non-Southerners like Arcade Fire. They've passed through to record there, and now the water is soaked all the way to the walls. Of course, music defines Louisiana in its times of celebration, but it does also in times of tragedy and hardship like this one. Here's Cezanne Nail. She's co-owner of that very same Dockside Studio I just mentioned.
People have been calling and seeing if there was anything they can do to help. We had so many musicians come with their tool belts on and tearing out walls and carrying equipment and drying things, and it's just been a beautiful thing. They tell me that Dockside is their home away from home, and they can't stand to see it closed and soaking wet and in the condition that it's in. It'll work out in the end. People will be recording before you know it.
Well, that sense of tragedy but also optimism bonded through music is something that's well known to Dr. Michael White. His home was destroyed by Hurricane Katrina. White is a jazz clarinetist and a historian. He's also a professor at Xavier University in New Orleans. Dr. White, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you, and I hope that you're well. Can you try to give us a sense of what your community and what Louisiana is going through now yet again?
Well, you know, fortunately, at this point, New Orleans is dry. We've had a little rain, but we haven't had flooding. But we certainly identify with and feel for, you know, the people a bit north of us because we know what it's like to have that kind of flooding and destruction and devastation. It's like a nightmare to have to even see pictures of that. We kind of relive it, what we went through and what other people in our state are going through.
And you were someone who lost so much from Katrina and wrote about it.
Yes, that's correct. I had a massive archive of musical memorabilia and books and videos and a collection of vintage instruments and things that came from jazz legends and music, notes, interviews I had gathered over the years. So that was really kind of devastating. But it inspired musical composition. I ended up writing a number of songs dedicated to not only the losses, but the spirit of New Orleans and the community after the storm. And we put that together on a recording called Blue Crescent.
You wrote one song called Katrina.
One of the things that people do in these kinds of disasters is everyone has a story, and you constantly tell the story, where you were, what your evacuation experience was, what you lost, what other people you know lost. There's a sort of collective sharing of grief and also just, you know, that experience. So I wanted to do that in music, and I wrote the song Katrina to try to recall the storm and have individual musicians tell their version of the story through their instruments. And we did that with a set theme, which was interpreted by each musician individually. And then there was an improvisation by individuals and then collective improvisation. But to tell you the truth, I can't listen to it, and I certainly don't play it anymore because it certainly brings back that whole experience to me.
Jazz is so closely associated with New Orleans, at least in the minds of those of us who are outsiders, of course. But a lot of other parts of the state are suffering here. And it makes me wonder how the jazz tradition relates in other parts of Louisiana, up to Baton Rouge and all the other places that are suffering now.
Well, I mean, jazz, of course, you know, was centered in New Orleans from the beginning. And many of the important jazz musicians were from New Orleans. But we've had jazz musicians from other parts of Louisiana, but also very important musicians in other styles of music that were from Louisiana, in blues and Cajun and Zydeco and Creole music, rock and roll. So we've had very important musicians from all over the state. And we see those musicians at festivals, sometimes local festivals like our New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival or the Festival Acadien, or even internationally. You know, there are musicians like Rockin' Doopsy and others that I've seen more in Europe than I see in Louisiana.
Well, unfortunately, there is a longer history of these types of disasters, even further back than Katrina in Louisiana. There's this song, Louisiana 1927, Randy Newman wrote it, that maybe helps tell the story of the rest of the state a little bit.
Louisiana, they're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. Louisiana.
That's always an important anthem. They played it a lot after Katrina, and it was recorded and re-recorded by a lot of people like Aaron Neville, for example. But I think even though it refers to 1927, the Great Flood, I think it's just as important now of a song that reflects on what's going on currently. So I think, you know, we'll be hearing a lot of that song again.
Dr. White, I don't know. It just has to feel to so many people where you're from like an onslaught, just getting through something as terrible as Katrina was just a few years ago and then to have to relive it. I know we're talking about music, but it sounds like something that's just too much to ask of a lot of people.
Well, you know, it is devastating. And, you know, for many of us, the devastation of a storm like Katrina with all the loss of human life and property and, you know, so many aspects of people's personal lives, it is a continuous recovery process, and many people are not really back to a state of normalcy, depending on your individual situation and what you had to go through in recovery. But one of the things that's helped us a lot throughout the years with, you know, tragedies like Katrina and anything else, I mean, other social issues, has been our music and our musical traditions, which tend to bind people together, both families and neighborhoods and entire communities.
And there's no doubt there's going to be a musical response to this disaster.
Well, I'm pretty sure that, like in Katrina, musicians, especially those that are affected by the storm, will come together. They will be closer. Their music will be more passionate. And certainly tragedies like these inspire very powerful musical statements. So there'll be new compositions and songs, and I'm pretty sure.
Professor Michael White, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dr. Michael White is a jazz clarinetist. He's a historian. He's a professor at Xavier University in New Orleans. Well, here's something to take with you today. The extreme flooding we've seen this week in Louisiana is not that state's first struggle with water. In fact, Louisiana is the world record holder in receding shorelines. It's lost nearly 1,900 square miles of land, the size of all the land in Delaware in the last 80 years. So Louisiana's landscape is shifting, but cartographers have not adapted with it. And now there's this strange gap between maps and geographic reality there. The next time you look at a U.S. map, erase a lot of that southern Louisiana and replace it with an expanded Gulf of Mexico. You have to let go of the image of that perfect boot-shaped state if you want a real picture of our country. Louisiana does not quite look like that anymore. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Todd Zwillick. You can follow the whole show at The Takeaway. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday and all next week filling in for John Hockenberry. I'm Todd Zwillick. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.